श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः।
भगवद्गीता यः पश्यति स
पश्यति। हेलो लिसनर्स, दिस इज रविरंगनाथन वेलकमिंग यू टू द 76th एपिसोड ऑफ भगवद्गीता यः पश्यति स पश्यति। In the last episode, we saw the three types of food and sacrifices. Next, Bhagavan addresses austerities. There are three types of austerities, namely austerities of the body, the speech and the mind. And each of them have sattva, rajas and tamas divisions. Segment 5 covering verses 14 through 19. Devadvijaguru prajna पूजनं शौचम् आर्जवं ब्रह्मचर्यम् अहिंसा च शारीरं तप उच्यते। தேவர் இருபிறவியர், குரு ஞானி பூஜிப்பது, தூய்மை நேர்மை பிரம்மச்சரியம் மற்றும் அஹிம்சை உடலின் தவம் என்பர். காட்ஸ் த ட்வைஸ் பார்ன், த குரு த வாய்ஸ், பியூரிட்டி சிம்பிளிசிட்டி செலிபசி அண்ட் நான் இன்ஜுரி are called the austerity of the body. This verse focuses on tapas at the bodily level. The etymological meaning of the word tapas is heating by putting something on fire. The practice of penance at the three levels, namely the body, the senses and the mind, is as if to put on fire and heated. That is why it is called tapas. Just as the impurities of gold are burnt when it is heated by fire, even so, the impurities of a mind are removed by performing tapas. Tapas is translated as austerity. Its purpose is to purify the mind. It is important that the physical body and mind should be kept fit to reach our destination, secular or spiritual. Deva is usually translated as God. Deva is one who shines, who illumines. Who this Deva depends on the mental alignment of the individual. Since humans are listed later, here this is taken as God. This can be the Supreme Lord or any incarnation or any one of the demigods. Dvija means twice born. It is a term used to indicate those who go through the thread ceremony at a young age and study Vedas. The first birth is physical birth and the second birth is after studying Vedas and having the knowledge of the inner self. They are to immerse their life in a spiritual journey, seeking their own self, Atma. Guru Prajna, gurus and the wise persons. Serving good people is physical body tapas. Spending time serving such people brings in positive vibrations, good nature of the mind. Shaucha, cleanliness. Body must be clean. This is one of the 26 divine values listed in chapter 16. There it was explained as having purity outside and purity inside. That is, being transparent and no deception in mind and in actions. Here purity at the level of the body is covered. Cleanliness is of one's own body as well as the surroundings where the body interacts. Cleanliness is not just taking a good bath, wearing a washed cloth, but closing the eyes to the surrounding filth. There is a certain amount of effort involved in maintaining a clean environment at the body level and outside the body. Mental cleanliness comes separately as mental austerity. In chapter 18, this cleanliness is mentioned as a special quality of a Brahmana, one who seeks Brahman. In chapter 16, we saw that not having cleanliness is a demonic quality. Na shaucham napi Chacharaha na satyam teshu vidyate. Neither cleanliness nor right conduct nor truth is found in the demoniac. Arjavam is simplicity, straightforward. Recall in chapter 16, this was mentioned as the very first divine value in the list of 26 divine values. Since the current verse is talking about tapas of the body, some interpret it as not shaking the body unnecessarily, not using hand gestures to communicate. Live a simple life with straightforward actions. Extended meaning is doing asanas, yoga, and keeping the body in fit condition. Brahmacharyam is abstinence from any sensual pleasures. It is to have self-control over our senses, having a mind that does not indulge in pleasures. Ahimsa, non-violence. Ahimsa is non-injury. It is not just avoiding inflicting a physical injury, but even the thought of injuring someone to be avoided. In the last episode, we saw Bhagavan saying, senselessly torturing all the elements in the body and me also, who dwells within the body, know though these to be of demoniac nature. Since this verse is talking about austerities of the body, ahimsa at our own body is not showing the anger and violence in the mind, in face, hands and legs. Not torturing our own body with the tattoos, self-mutilations, unwanted fasting, overeating, etc. Humans inflict injuries on others for different reasons. To defend oneself, for a perceived injustice done to us, for sense pleasure, for example, killing and eating animals. In the name of performing austerities at the body level, the second and third type are injuries that are inflicted on others. If these two are not present, then there is no need for the first. Austerity of the body means the difficulty the body has to undergo to achieve something of higher purpose. The taste buds want to eat all kinds of things. Tapas here is not to do that. Ears want to hear all kinds of junk music. Austerity is not to do that. In earlier chapters, we saw Bhagavan was seeing plants and herbs as the main food. Combining that with this, one can with reasonable confidence say that Bhagavan is not for killing and eating animals. Tapas is not merely a life of brutal self-denial. It is a smart way of living in a right relationship with the world of objects, thereby avoiding all unnecessary dissipations of our vital energies. The conserved energies are thereafter to be directed and employed in creative fields, more so towards self-realization. There is no meaning and purpose denying food in the name of austerity and then sitting in front of TV watching all the mega dramas. Next, austerity at the speech level. Anudvegakaram vakyam satyam priyahitam chayatam swadhyayabhyasanam chayvam vanmayam tapa uchchatem. உத்வேகம் இல்லாத பேச்சு உண்மை பிரியமளிப்பது வேத அபியாசம் மேலும் பேச்சின் தவம் என்பர். ஸ்பீச் தட் இஸ் இன்அஃபென்சிவ் ட்ரூத்ஃபுல் பிளசன்ட் அண்ட் பெனிஃபிஷியல் அண்ட் ரெகுலர் ப்ராக்டிஸ் ஆஃப் த ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் வேதாஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் தி ஆஸ்டிரிட்டி ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச். தி ஸ்பீச் இஸ் எ விண்டோ டு த மைண்ட். தி ஸ்பீச் தட் இஸ் கம்மிங் ஃப்ரம் த மைண்ட் இஸ் சட்லர் தேன் தி ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த பாடி. தி ஸ்பீச் தபஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ சட்லர் தேன் த பாடி தபஸ். A speech that is inoffensive is one that causes no agitation to the listeners. Tamil saint Thiruvalluvar in Thirukkural says, Thinar suttabun ullarum aarade naavinar suttavadu. The body wound caused by the burning of fire may heal, but a wound caused by the tongue will never heal. Many carry the wound of such speeches to the grave. The speech also should be satyam vakyam, truthful speech. When you speak the truth, it may be offensive or cause distress and cause heartache for some. You try to speak truth in such a way that there will be no agitation in your own mind as well as the listener's mind. Karmanyeva adhiharaste ma phaleshu kadachanam. Your power is to action only, but not how the listener will take it. You do your part to the best. Everything else is the listener's choice. Most commentators use satyam as a prefix to anudvegakaram and translate the initial part of the verse as truthful speech that is inoffensive to others. That is, if the truth is disagreeable, then maintain a silence. Whenever a lie is exposed, the exposed person is never happy, irrespective of whether the lie is a simple one like I did not take that pencil or severe like I did not kill that person. If one has to speak only truth which is not disagreeable to anyone, then we will allow many who commit crime to escape punishment. I suppose Bhagavan is not suggesting to keep silent and not to expose the bad. The speech should be priyahitam vakyam, a pleasant and beneficial speech. The purpose of truth is 1. To reduce the agitations in our mind. 2. to give welfare to others. The speech must be inoffensive and pleasant and beneficial to others. It is not spoken to be beneficial to ourselves. Swadhyaya Abhyasanam, recitation of the Vedic scriptures is understood as 1. Recitation of Vedic mantras after first duly initiated. 2. Recitation of Vedas, Bhagavad Gita, Itikasa like Ramayana and Mahabharata, Puranas and other knowledge texts. 3. Careful study and deep reflections of Upanishads. The state of mind influences the words uttered. So, chant positive mantras, read positive stories and teach them to the next generation. The words we use affect our mind. So, do not choose harsh words. Please note that Bhagavan has not declared these austerities of speech by itself as sattvic. The intention also matters before the speech can be declared as sattvic or rajasic or tamasic. That is covered in verses 17 through 19. Before that, let us see mental austerity. Mana prasada somyatvam maunam atma vinigraham bhava samshuddhirit etat tapomanasam uchate. Mana amidi, nalla idayam, maunam, tannadakkam, tuya yelbu, ivvaru idai manathin davam enbar. Serenity of mind, good-heartedness, silence, self-control, purity of nature. This is called mental austerity. Tapas is penance. It is having strict discipline. At the mind level, that discipline brings a serene, peaceful state. A mind that is full of good-heartedness. Limit the thoughts in the mind. Have a mind that is in silence. No unnecessary talking or imagination of the future or regrets of the past. Mind should be like a ripple-less pond reflecting only the inner self. The mind should have self-control. It should bring all thoughts under our control. We should have the choice of what thoughts should rise at any given time. The funny thing to note here is that the controller and the controlled both are the mind. Any transaction done with anyone should be done with a purity of purpose. No hidden agenda. No deception. Body can be silenced easier than the speech can be silenced easier than the mind. Body and speech are karmendriyas and we have easier control than the mind, which is subtle jnanendriya. Also, the mind is attacked by the five senses all the time. This tapas of mind is the most subtle of the three types. We have seen the types of austerities at the body, speech and mind levels. Next, their division into sattvic, rajasic and tamasic austerities. Shaddaya paraya taptam tapastatrividam naraihi afala kangshibir yuktaihi sattvikam parichakshate. Sraddhayudan kadaibidikkum uyarnda anda moovida davam manidargal palan karudada urudiyaga sattvigam ena kooruvar. This threefold austerity practiced by steadfast humans with the utmost faith, desiring no fruit, is called sattvikam. The threefold austerities are austerities at the body, speech and mind level. Practicing all of them with faith, without yearning for material rewards, is called sattvic tapas. Such a severe lifestyle should be for loka sangraham, the welfare of the world. On the other hand, Satkaramana pujartam tabodambena chaivayatam kriyate tadiha proktam rajasam chalamadruvam nalvaraverpu madippu pujai tavam kabadam edu seyyum adai inge solvar rajasam salanam marum. The austerity that is practiced for the sake of gaining respect, honor and worship is here said to be rajasic. It is unstable and transitory. In any discussion or talk, they will start talking about their austerity stories. Every year, I go to Mount Kailas and on the 10th trip, I have to suffer the cold wave like no one has suffered. I had to be airlifted, blah, blah, blah. They perform austerities to receive name and fame. They do it so that others will show respect and worship them as great people. If they give a big charity, they expect it to be announced in all the news outlets and call a celebrational meeting to get praised for their charity. These Rajasic austerities are unstable and not permanent. The result will come and go. Name and fame will be there for some time and they will disappear into another news cycle. The purpose of following austerities is to remove the impurities and restlessness of the mind and to gain the knowledge of self. A tapasvin's thoughts, speech and actions should be for that purpose. On the other hand, if the goal of tapas is to gain respect, honor, worship by others, then it has no spiritual merit in it. What is tamasic austerities? Mudagrahenatmano yat pidaya kriyate tapah parasyochadanartham va tatamasam udahritam. மூடத்தனத்தால் முயற்சி தன்னை சித்திரவதை செய்வர் தவத்தால் அல்லது மற்றவரை தீங்கு செய்ய அதை தாமசமென கூறுவர். தட் ஆஸ்டிரிட்டி விச் இஸ் ப்ராக்டிஸ்ட் அவுட் ஆஃப் எ ஃபூலிஷ் நோஷன் வித் செல்ஃப் டார்ச்சர் ஆர் ஃபார் த டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் அனதர் இஸ் டிக்ளேர் டு பி தாமசிக். தேர் இஸ் நோ டீப் திங்கிங் இன்வால்வ்டு வைல் ஃபாலோயிங் த ஆஸ்டிரிட்டிஸ். தே பிளைண்ட்லி டார்ச்சர் தேர் பாடிஸ் விப்பிங் த பாடி பியர்சிங் த டங் வித் எ ஸ்பியர் dragging an idol with a hook connected to the body skin, going on fast for months, rolling on hot stone around the temple, carrying the cross, etc. These are all self-torture. Some perform tapas to destroy others. There are so many Puranic stories of people performing severe tapas to get power to destroy others. People go for black magic. Such tapas are undertaken because of a lack of understanding of spiritual knowledge. It is ignorance that is leading to such acts. It is darkness leading to more darkness. Recall, earlier in this chapter, Bhagavan condemned in very strong terms people who are senselessly torturing all the elements in the body and Bhagavan also as people with demoniac values. Those following tamasic austerities fall in that demoniac group. In summary, austerities performed steadfast with full faith, with purity of mind, without any desire for reward or sattvic austerities. Austerities performed to secure respect, seeking name and fame, to show off to others, and whose result is transient or rajasic austerities. Austerities performed torturing one's own body for the destruction of others or tamasic austerities. Bhagavan next addresses charity, segment 6 covering verses 20 through 22. Charity also falls under three categories. First, sattvic charity. Dātavyamiti yaddānam diyate nūpakārinem deshe kāle cha pātre cha taddānam sattvikam smṛtam. கொடுக்க வேண்டிய அந்த தானம் கொடுத்து பலன் எதிர்பார்க்காது இடம் காலம் மற்றும் தகுதி உடையோர் அந்த தானம் சாத்வீகம் என கருதப்படும். That charity which is given to one without expecting anything in return, knowing it to be a duty to give in a fit place and time to a worthy person, is held to be sattvic. Whatever charity you give, it must be for a worthy person at the right place and time. The charity that is given should match the needs of the receiver. There is no point in giving a new pair of shoes to one who is looking for eyeglasses. Also, there should not be any expectation of return favor. The giver should not expect the receiver of the gift to do anything benefiting the giver directly or indirectly in return for receiving the gift. This is the same as not having the right to the results of action. The charity has to be given with the conviction that it is one's duty to give. It is not given out of compulsion or given reluctantly or given without respect or given out of vanity. The charity should be given when it is most needed and useful. The receiver should be a worthy person to receive it. This means the giver must be clear as to what use the charity will be put to use. Sacred, auspicious places, special occasions like new moon day, full moon day, school or college day, in memory of father or mother, special religious day, etc., can be chosen to give charity. In summary, there has to be a purpose in giving to a charity. The giver should grow spiritually. The receiver is a worthy person, meaning the charity will be put to good use. The time and place is appropriate, meaning one can get the best out of that charity. It is given when needed and in a place that needs it. Such a charity is Sattvic charity. Sattvic charity is only based on the giver and the receiver and not the gift itself. It does not matter whether one is giving $1 or 1 million. When Bhishma was on the arrow bed, Yudhishthira approached him and asked for advice to run the kingdom. Bhishma mentions 5 types of charity. Dharma Dhanam. Earnings is through dharmic methods and charity is for dharmic purpose. Artha Dhanam. Charity given because others have the belief that this person will do charity. News spread about this person and every day someone or other comes to this person seeking charity. Bayadhanam. There is no relation between the giver and the receiver. Charity given due to fear. Charity given to politicians, blackmailers, thugs, etc. Karmadhanam. Charity to friends and relatives. Gifts given during weddings, birthdays and special days. Dayadhanam. This should be given out of compassion. Example, giving to the poor. The receiver gets satisfied easily. Give a small amount and he or she will bless you with hundreds of good lives. Among these, the highest is Dharma Dhanam. Give the money earned through dharmic ways to those who are really in need. The need is in the receiver and not in the giver. There is no expectation of something in return. Even a dead person can do charity. An organ donation is Sattvic charity. Nothing is given back to the dead person. What is Rajasic charity?
Yettu pratyupakarartham palamuddishya vapunaha diyate cha parikliṣṭam taddānam rajasam smṛtam.
எது உண்மையில் பிரதி உபகாரம் நினைத்து பலன் நாடி அல்லது மீண்டும் கொடுக்கும் மேலும் விருப்பமின்றி அடைந்த தானம் ராஜசம் என கருதப்படும். The charity which is given with a view to receiving in return or looking for new rewards or reluctantly is held to be Rajasic. Unlike the Sattvic charity, this is a charity given with a view to receiving something in return. Example, high officials getting kickback in money or in kind for help rendered to individuals or companies or organizations. From a religious point of view, giving donations to a temple or church with an expectation of getting a better life, better health, better relationship, better position. In all these cases, the giver is wanting something back. Even in this, there is a small difference. In one case, the giver is giving the charity with a clear expectation of receiving something specific in return from the receiver. It is a pre-arranged benefit. For example, donating money to a college, expecting a seat for their son or daughter. In the second case, expecting a favorable result from the receiver directly or indirectly. The expectation need not be specific and the favorable result may not happen immediately. It is more like an investment for the future. Rajasic charity is given due to the pressure of friends and family and society. This charity is given grudgingly, cursing their own karma that they are put in that situation to give. If the same result can be obtained without giving the gift or charity, then they will choose that path. If Sattvic charity is charity given as a duty, Rajasic charity is charity given reluctantly or grudgingly. This suggests that the giver is 1. Not really interested in giving the gift because he or she has liking for it and is not interested in parting with the gift. 2. Parting with the gift because of pressure from someone higher, like parent or teacher or friend, etc. 3. Parting with the gift with a fear about his or her own future in its absence. While explaining Sattvic charity, Bhagavan mentioned about the place and time as well as the worthiness of the person receiving the charity. Here that is covered by the expectation of a result immediate or in future. Also, in Rajasic charity, as long as the giver can receive some desired fruit, then the receiver is considered as a worthy person. Finally, what is Tamasic charity?
Adesha kale yad danam அபாத்ரேபியஶ்ச தீயதே அசத் கிருதமவஜ்ஞாதம் தத்தாமசம் உதாஹிருதம். சரியில்லா இடம் காலம் அந்த தானம் தகுதியற்றவர்களுக்கு கொடுக்கும் மதிப்பில்லாமல் அவமானம் செய்து அது தாமசம் என கருதப்படும். த சேரிட்டி தட் இஸ் கிவன் டிஸ்ரெஸ்பெக்ட்ஃபுல்லி அட் எ ராங் பிளேஸ் அண்ட் டைம் டு அன்வொர்த்தி பர்சன்ஸ் ஆர் டிக்ளேர் டு பி தாமசிக். திஸ் இஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி ஆப்போசிட் ஆஃப் சாத்விக் சேரிட்டி. தேர் இட் வாஸ் செட் தேஷே காலேச்ச பாத்திரேச்ச place and time and suitable qualified person. Sattvic charity explained how a charity has to be given. Tamasic charity is the opposite of it. Here it says how a charity should not be given. Tamasic charity is charity given with disrespect, insults, making fun of or looking down upon the receiver, ignoring all good manners in giving, one that is not born from compassion or sensitivity, nor does it foster good qualities. It is better not to give charity instead of giving with disrespect. The receiver should not be looked down on and the giver should not think highly of himself or herself. The purpose of giving charity is not to showcase your power and wealth. We should not forget that it is for purifying our mind by not having attachment to what we have. Charity that is given to undeserving or ignoble causes such as terrorist activities, to cheats, those who engage in illegal activities. Charity given to unworthy people, encouraging them or allowing them to indulge in intoxication, gambling, killing living beings directly or indirectly, or engaging in any other sinful activity. Charity given to non-profit organizations, where a significant portion of donation is wasted in administrative expenses and bonuses. Charity given to those who do not explain how the charity will be used, those who do not follow dharma. Charity given in a place that is inauspicious or not sacred, or where people engage in unholy activities. Continue to give charity even after the need for the charity no longer exists. All these are tamasic in nature. A person may give things which are useless and unusable by the receiver, like severe winter clothes to people in the tropics. In tamasic charity, giving gifts may even harm the receiver. For example, distributing cigarettes and drinks to street children. These are rooted in ignorance. Donations given to a political party is also a charity. In summary, if charity is given as a duty without expecting any reward, then it is sattvic. If it is given reluctantly or grudgingly, then it is rajasic. If it is given without respect and in a contemptuous manner, then it is tamasic. It is not enough that a charity is given with due respect, observing proper manners and without expecting anything in return. In addition to that, the place, the time, and to whom the charity is given also determines the nature of the gift or charity. There are qualifications for the giver as well as the receiver. How to give, what to give, to whom to give, and when to give, all are under consideration. Next, there is another aspect to consider in all these activities. Though with faith we do yajna, dhanam, and tapas, errors do creep in. We may console ourselves saying, to err is human. But how to remove the shortcomings in our activities? The answer is in the next episode. Until that time, this is Ravi Ranganathan bidding goodbye.
Bhagavad Gita. Yaha Pashyati Sa Pashyati.
Om.